It's time for WGRR's Ask the Builder with Tim Carter. Tim is here to answer your home improvement questions at 513-749-1035. Now, here's Tim.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. I'm Tim Carter, and we are going to do the Ask the Builder show for the next hour here on WGRR. And, of course, this is WGRR Hamilton, Cincinnati. We are legal. And joining me this morning is Ryan. And Ryan and I are here, and we are just going to have a blast for the next hour. I've got a bunch of stories to tell you. And I've told you so many times before, the show works best when you call in and talk to me. And it's really easy to do. 749-1035, 749-1035. That is the call-in number for the station. And maybe you've got a project you're getting ready to get started because, gosh, this coming weekend, not this weekend, but next weekend, can you believe it? We've already burned through June, and next weekend's July 4th weekend, basically. So lots of partying going on. So you may be getting ready to do some last minute projects outdoors so that your house is ready for all the party goers who are going to come over. So maybe I can help you with that. And just give me a call, 749-1035. I have some exciting news at my own home. I started the long awaited garden shed project for Kathy. Started it on Thursday afternoon. I started to lay it out and take all the photos of that happening because I'm actually building a series of the ebooks that I write about this project. There'll probably be 9 ebooks when it's all said and done. And those, I'm really excited about that part because I'm actually writing them as I'm doing the project. And the first ebook is actually about laying out a foundation or laying out a patio, a deck, whatever it might be. Because a lot of people struggle with that. In other words, you often wonder, like, how do you builders get that stuff square? How do you do that? I mean, because it just seems so hard to work with the strings and drive the stakes in. So I took those photos and got that all done. It only took me, actually, if I would have been able to do it without stopping to take the photos, I would have had the thing laid out in about, 15 minutes. But it took about an hour and a half because I wanted to get the photos right and just make it look good. So, but the cool thing was, then Thursday afternoon, I went ahead and started to dig the first pier. And I knew I was in trouble from the get-go because this particular garden shed, there's actually a couple of advantages. Number one, it's in the shade, so as I work, I'm not being roasted by the sun. But that shade is provided by this big silver maple tree. It's got to be 40, 50, 60 years old. And I know from experience that, I was going to hit some roots. And, boy, I'm just struggling through these roots. But, I remember at a job a long time ago I was doing, we had a certified arborist out to protect these trees while we were doing this one room addition job. And we got some really good advice from that individual as we were digging, and the worst thing you can do is kind of hack away at the roots. The better thing is to actually surgically cut them. The tree likes that a lot better. And this is kind of a neat idea that a lot of people don't think of, I think, when they're actually working on tree roots if they're digging. You may get out and start to hack them with an axe. I know this sounds nuts, but there's a tool that many, many carpenters, plumbers have these, just a traditional reciprocating saw. You can actually get blades for these reciprocating saws that are made to cut through tree branches. And I've been using that, and it makes a nice, clean cut. So as you start to encounter a root, you just carefully kind of get the dirt away from it. Don't hack away at it and injure it and scar it all up. And then just right at the edge of the hole where you're digging, just turn that saw on and just snip that root off. And it's working really, really well. So that's exactly what we're doing here at the Carter House. It was really funny yesterday. I had my son working with me on the last hole, and he was just grumpy, grumpy, grumpy. He just didn't want to dig. But I was trying to get this whole male bonding thing going with respect to him digging this hole for these piers. And of course, the problem is, once you get past the roots, and maybe you've done this at your own home, fortunately, where I am, I'm in Amberley Village, we're in this, and my son was just moaning about it because he thought he was going to get a geology lesson. We're going to have to hear about the soils and all that, Dad, blah, blah, blah. And I said, well, I guess so. We don't have any rocks. It's really a neat soil profile where I'm at. It's just this clay, and it's virtually rock free. And I have to tell you, it's an incredible thing to dig through. When it's soft and when it's got some moisture in it, it's really not an issue. But I went ahead and pre-watered the whole area for a couple of days. But just as I've written in the columns, that water doesn't really penetrate that far down into the clay. There is moisture down there, and it's not bad. But it's a really dense clay, and even with a post hole digger, each time you drive the post hole digger down to that clay, maybe you go about 3/4 of an inch. It's not that much, but luckily there's no rocks. But the last 5 inches, it really starts to get hard. It's really kind of a neat neat clay. And, and of course here in town, got to go 30 inches because that's the frost line here in town. Now, it's been many, many years since the frost has penetrated that deeply. We've been in this really, really warm trend. But don't let that fool you. You really want to be down there. And actually, this is kind of cool. I was talking to Tristan about this, but, he didn't want to hear it. Here's a 15-year-old kid who's just mumbling, grumbling, grumpy as can be. And I explained to him why the shape of the pier hole is so important. In other words, if you've ever seen some holes yourself dug by people, as they start to dig them, they get a little sloppy, they get tired, and the bottom of the hole starts to get very narrow. I mean, it almost looks like an ice cream cone, where it may not have a point at the bottom, but it is very, very rounded and very narrow at the bottom. That's actually a bad thing to do, and here's why. This can happen. It happens all the time. You see it happen with fence posts. And actually, chain link fence, a really, really good example of this. I've seen this happen a ton of times. Number one, as the ground freezes, I mean, if you're ever taking one of those snow cones that you get in a paper cup, like those little triangular or cone-shaped cups at a water cooler, and if you've ever noticed if those things are filled with ice or like an icy and you squeeze it, the icy squirts out the top. Well, the same thing can actually happen as the ground freezes. And what happens, it can actually push out that pier and push it up out of the ground. Well, if the pier is bigger at the bottom, the hole's bigger than it is at the top, that's not going to happen. So Tristan didn't want to hear about that. He didn't want to hear about those things, and he didn't care. So this is one of those joyous father-son bonding moments about building the garden shed. But I know at future Christmas dinners, it'll bring some laughter. I got to believe he'll be happy about it, but only time will tell. And isn't that famous country song, It Ain't Talking Right Now.